Sean Diddy Combs trial, which witnesses have testified so far, dot, date modified colon 2025-07-02T15:00:47.631Z, description colon a look back at some of the key people who gave evidence during the New York trial of Sean Diddy Combs, comma, dot. Who testified in the Diddy trial, dot, 4 hours ago, save, Sakshi Venkatraman BBC News, reporting from court, save, watch, BBC reporter inside courtroom on reaction as Diddy verdict read music mogul Sean Diddy Combs was found not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges on Wednesday, but was guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution after a nearly two-month-long federal trial in New York City. Prosecutors had accused Combs of using his celebrity status and business empire to run a criminal enterprise to sex traffic women and conceal his crimes. The rapper had admitted to domestic violence, but denied any non-consensual sexual encounters or a larger racketeering scheme. A panel of 12 jurors deliberated for 13 hours before acquitting Combs of three of the most serious five charges he was facing. The jury heard from 34 witnesses called by the prosecution, Diddy cleared of racketeering and sex trafficking but guilty of transportation for prostitution, follow live, they ranged from big names, stars like rapper Kid Cudi and R&B singer Cassie Ventura, to Combs' employees including makeup artists, stylists, and assistants. The jury also heard from people outside the hip-hop mogul's circles, male escorts, hotel staff, and special agents, who became wrapped into his world. Here is a breakdown of key witnesses in this explosive trial, Cassie Ventura, ex-girlfriend, Getty Images, Cassie Ventura. R&B singer Cassie Ventura was the prosecution's star witness, taking the stand 9 months pregnant and giving birth just days after she finished testifying. During her 11 years dating Combs, Ms. Ventura testified that she'd been forced to take drugs and commit humiliating sex acts with male escorts while the defendant watched and filmed. These sex parties, known as freak-offs, were a central feature of the trial. Often breaking down in tears, Ms. Ventura described instance after instance when Combs allegedly beat her, kicked her, punched her or dragged her by her hair. She said a network of employees knew what was going on and worked with Combs to hide her injuries. How strong is case against Diddy? Jurors saw photos of gashes and bruises on her body and watched the infamous Intercontinental Hotel security footage which appears to show Combs beating her and dragging her by her hair. Combs' attorney questioned her about her drug abuse at the time and text messages where she appears to express excitement or desire for freak-offs. Ms. Ventura maintained that she was forced. The encounters took over her life, she said. It made me feel worthless, she told the court. Freak-offs became a job where there was no space to do anything else but to recover and just try to feel normal again. Ms. Ventura also filed an individual lawsuit against the rapper in 2023, which was settled for $20 million. Jane, ex-girlfriend, the other alleged victim that prosecutors brought to the stand was a woman using the pseudonym Jane. She dated Combs from 2021 to 2024, up until the hip-hop mogul was arrested. Some of Jane's testimony was similar to Ms. Ventura's. She described participating in hotel nights, where she would have sex with one or more escorts over periods as long as 3 days while Combs watched. The defendant, to this day, pays for Jane's house as well as her attorneys, she testified. She told the court saying no to him would have meant losing that. Defense case lasts only 20 minutes. She said she was coerced to perform even when she had UTIs, had just thrown up, and once after he had choked and assaulted her. Jane also testified Combs flew escorts across state lines or to other countries for hotel nights. The defense pushed back, calling the nights consensual and showing the jury messages where she appears to plan or ask for the encounters herself. Jane responded by saying she was trying to retain some control of what happened and that she just wanted to be with her lover. Mia, Combs' former assistant in another multi-day examination, anonymous witness Mia alleged that Combs physically and sexually assaulted her during the 8 years she worked as his personal assistant. She alleged to the court the defendant slammed her arm in a bathroom door, threw things at her, stole her phone, forced her to take drugs, raped her and held her forcibly in his home, Diddy raped and attacked ex-assistant, she tells court during the alleged sexual assaults, Mia said she felt like she couldn't say no. I couldn't tell him no about a sandwich, she said. I couldn't tell him no about anything. Mia alleged that she witnessed Combs' anger and violence toward the R&B singer on several occasions, Kid Cudi, musician and actor, Reuters, Scott Mescudi, known by stage name Kid Cudi, was by far the witness with the most star power. Mr. Mescudi said he dated Ms. Ventura in 2011 when she and Combs were broken up. He told the court about two incidents after Combs found out about their relationship, a break-in at his home and his Porsche was destroyed by a Molotov cocktail. Read back on Cudi's testimony. Mr. Mescudi accused Combs in both incidents, though the defense maintains he was not involved. Personal assistants, Getty Images, George Kaplan, former assistant, several of Combs' former employees took the stand, describing extreme hours and bizarre responsibilities. Former assistant David James said Combs was like a king and that he often made staff work 20-hour days, 6 days a week. Once, Mr. James said he and a security guard ran into rival mogul Suge Knight at a diner in L.A. When they went back to Combs' house and told him, the defendant allegedly demanded they go confront Mr. Knight, with three guns in tow. Mr. Knight had already left though, Mr. James said. Listen to podcast on Kaplan's testimony. Another assistant, George Kaplan, testified that he witnessed Combs' violence against Ms. Ventura and ignored it. He felt he couldn't tell anyone, he said. I'm a young man, and this is a god amongst men, he testified about Combs. Setting up and cleaning up Combs' hotel rooms also was in the job description, a few assistants said. Jonathan Perez, another employee, testified that he procured Xanax, cocaine, and Molly for the rapper, as ordered by Combs' chief of staff. He said he also brought candles, outfits, liquor, food and lubricant for Combs and Jane, male escorts. The male escorts involved in Combs and Ms. Ventura's freak-offs also got their chance to address the court. Their stories were similar. They were initially contacted for stripping services and instead ended up at hotels for sexual encounters, they said. The encounters would last from hours to days, and they alleged they were paid thousands of dollars. Daniel Phillips said he had sex with Ms. Ventura while Combs watched, directed, and filmed, and also alleged he witnessed violence between the two. Another escort known as the Punisher, Sheree Hayes, testified that he was paid to have sex with Ms. Ventura in front of Combs 8 to 12 times in New York. The Punisher tells court how he discovered Diddy's identity. He said Ms. Ventura usually appeared comfortable, but sometimes Combs would give directions that would make her wince or sigh. She would look to the rapper for consent, Mr. Hayes testified. Brianna Bongolan, friend of Cassie's, Reuters, Brianna Bongolan, a longtime friend of Ms. Ventura. Brianna Bongolan's main allegation is that Combs once dangled her over a 17-story balcony. Taking the stand for 2 days, the graphic designer told the court that one night when she was sleeping at Ms. Ventura's apartment, Combs entered the apartment, found her on the balcony and held her over the edge, hurling expletives at her. Eventually, he threw her into the balcony furniture, she said. Witness testifies that Diddy dangled her over balcony another time during a photo shoot. Ms. Bongolan alleged Combs threatened her, saying, I'm the devil and I could kill you. Combs' attorneys called Ms. Bongolan's credibility into question during cross-examination, and she ultimately revealed she couldn't clearly remember all the details of her past. She also has a separate pending lawsuit against Combs. Get all the latest trial updates on the BBC Sounds Diddy on Trial podcast, available wherever you get your BBC podcasts. Diddy's ex-girlfriend testifies about pressure to participate in hotel nights. Who is Sean Diddy Combs, the U.S. rapper accused of sex trafficking? Was Diddy a mastermind? How ex Cassie's testimony builds the sex trafficking case against him. He thought of himself as a king. The parties that led to Diddy's downfall, Sean Diddy Combs.